Sometimes it's not until bitter disappointments enter our lives that we truly begin to rely on God's strength. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and as Sarah Haggerty and her husband looked at their struggles with infertility and other losses, they found that they needed God more than ever.
Several years into it, I think it took some time. At first, when we started to kind of take an assessment and realize things are really hard, this isn't just one or two things in our life. It really does feel like kind of all the bells are ringing. And we got our bearings. We started to just have pockets of time where He really met with us. And those pockets of time, whether it be in the morning or the middle of the day, you know, when you're in a hard, pressing time, you need God more than just 30 minutes in the morning or on Sundays. And so we were carving out space in our days to talk to Him because things were externally so painful at times.
As they intentionally set aside more time with the Lord, they experienced His tenderness even in the middle of their pain.
When we would carve out that space and sit before Him and have Him actually come and His word become alive to us, and to not just read about, but to feel the tenderness of the Father who says, "A bruised reed I will not break." You know, He is near to the brokenhearted, and to actually be living that, that's when it started, I think, for both of us. We had a paradigm shift and we went, wait a second. We're experiencing Him in the unseen when our seen circumstances are painful. And this is really good. And He's really good here.
As you set aside time in your day to meet with God, you too can experience His goodness, no matter what the circumstances. For some encouragement, go to makingyourlifecount.org.